This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, March 12th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Ellie. Here's today's headlines. House passes CR. USDA pauses funding over trans issue, and probationary employees will receive payments. Congress crawls toward government funding solution. It's up to the Senate now. The House has narrowly passed a stopgap funding bill to keep the government open past midnight on Friday. The bill, which would fund the government through September 30th, needs at least 8 Democrat votes to pass the Senate. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky says he won't support the legislation. The continuing resolution would cut non-defense funding by around $13 billion while increasing defense spending by almost half as much. In the House, only one Democrat, Maine's Representative Jared Golden, crossed the aisle to vote with Republicans. Golden said in a statement that while the CR is not perfect, a government shutdown would be worse. Kentucky's Representative Tom Massey was the lone Republican to oppose the bill. But in the Senate, Tim Kaine, a Virginia Democrat, told AgriPulse there are millions of things that are bad about the House CR. He's most concerned by the lack of assurances that the spending won't be used by the president in a punitive way. Senator Angus King, an independent of Maine, said Democrats are continuing to discuss the bill but face a difficult decision with only two options. One is to vote for a pretty bad CR, or the other is to vote for potentially even worse shutdown, King said. So it's a very tough choice. Ag funding paused for Maine land-grant university. USDA has paused funding to the University of Maine system after Trump clashed with the state's governor over transgender athletes' participation in women's sports. The freeze extends to funding for potato breeding, technical assistance with succession planning, biosecurity and disease outbreak education, support for 4-H youth leadership, and more. UMaine, a land-grant university, received $29.8 million from USDA in FY24. The funds will remain frozen as the agency determines if it should take any action over its Title IX failures. Title IX refers to a civil rights law prohibiting sex discrimination in education programs like sports. Representative Shelley Pingree of Maine says she's appalled by the decision. She says the process lacked any formal notification, findings of a Title IX violations, or a hearing. Once again, it appears as though this administration is targeting our state for retribution, all because our elected officials are standing up for the rule of law, she says. USDA says probationary employees will be paid. USDA will continue to pay nearly 6,000 probationary employees who were fired last month as it develops, quote, a phased plan for return to duty. The action comes about a week after the Merit Systems Protection Board ruled that USDA's termination of probationary employees likely violated federal personnel law. MSPB says the employees should be reinstated until April 18th for a 45-day period while the cases stay. By today, the department, quote, will place all terminated probationary employees in pay status and provide each with back pay from the date of termination, the USDA says. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Lawmakers seek expedited rollout of economic and disaster aid. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is urging Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins to expedite rulemaking for distributing $21 billion in disaster aid to farmers. The 29 House members and senators say in a letter that swift dispersal would, quote, provide certainty and, in many cases, a lifeline for farmers to continue their operations. The lawmakers worry that producers in disaster-impacted areas are at risk of having to shut down their operations if the funding is made available in the upcoming months. Some welcome plan to move U.S. aid programs to State Department. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the programs that have survived the U.S. Agency for International Development cut will be brought under the State Department control. The plan has gone down well with at least one nonprofit that sells products to the Food for Peace program. Some GOP lawmakers had proposed moving food aid programs to the Ag Department. But Manna Nutrition co-founder David Todd Harmon told AgriPulse he would prefer state oversight. However, with USDA, you don't have that same kind of nimbleness, Todd Harmon said. USDA manages multiple food aid programs through its Food and Nutrition Service. But Todd Harmon says it lacks the ability to move products quickly. Nobody knows what state's organization will look like, he said, but if the department brings Food for Peace employees over from USAID, Harmon said he's confident the rehoming would be successful. U.S. and Canadian trade officials to discuss renewed USMCA this week. Senior Trump administration officials will meet with Ontario's Premier Doug Ford in Washington on Thursday to discuss the future of the North American trade deal. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick and U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer will meet with Ford after he agreed to drop a tax on electricity exports from his province to three U.S. states. Trump responded to the surcharge by threatening to further increase duties on Canadian steel and aluminum slated to go into effect today. The White House backed down from threats after Ford nixed the energy export tax. Trump negotiated the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement in his first term, and the deal is eligible for review in 2026. In recent days, the president has repeatedly complained about the market access U.S. dairy products receive under the deal. Here's today's final word. I feel like sending Mike Johnson and Steve Scalise. In fact, I'll do it. I think I'll going to send them a fruit basket, Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana said after the House passed the CR. I think we'll be out of here by Thursday, and we'll certainly keep the government open. Now, here's a correction. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins did not lead a call on bird flu Tuesday, as we reported in the March 11 daybreak. A USDA spokesperson told AgriPulse the call was led by the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and, quote, a select group of industry stakeholders and state veterinarians. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, March 12th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.